This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The real gross domestic product GDP has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in 2025-26 against the growth rate of 6.5% during the last fiscal year. As per the first advance estimates of the GDP for the current financial year, the real GDP is estimated to attain a level of over 201 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year against the provisional estimates of GDP for 2024-25 of over 187 lakh crore rupees. The Minister of Statistics and Program Implementation said the buoyant growth in services sector has been found to be a major driver in the estimated real growth. The manufacturing and construction in the secondary sector has been estimated to achieve a growth rate of 7%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership. During the conversation, both leaders identified shared priorities to strengthen the India-Israel strategic partnership guided by shared democratic values, deep mutual trust and a forward-looking vision. They reiterated a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed the commitment to fight this menace. The two leaders also exchanged a New Year greetings and wished the people of both countries peace and prosperity. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India is concerned about the recent developments in Venezuela and urged all parties to work towards ensuring the well-being and safety of the people of the country. Dr. Jaishankar said this while interacting with members of the Indian community in Luxembourg today.
You know, we are concerned at the developments, but we would really urge all the parties involved to now sit down and come to a position which is in the interest of the well-being, the safety of the people of Venezuela, because at the end of the day, that is our concern.
Dr. Jaishankar also underlined the significant deepening of India's partnership with Luxembourg across political, business and technology domains. The minister also appreciated the contributions of Indian diaspora in deepening ties between the two nations. On relations with Europe, the minister said, India will see an upswing in ties with Europe this year. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that India has become the first country in the world to commercially produce bio-bitumen in the road construction. Bitumen is a black viscous mixture of hydrocarbons produced by fractionation of crude oil, and it serves as a crucial binder in road construction. While addressing the CSIR technology transfer ceremony in New Delhi, the minister congratulated CSIR for this historic milestone. Mr. Gadkari said that the initiative will help in reducing pollution from crop residue burning. The minister said that bio-bitumen is a transformative step towards the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Spain has reiterated its firm support for Denmark and the people of Greenland, stressing that respect for national sovereignty is essential for global peace. In a social media post, Prime Minister of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, said Spain, along with Germany, France, Italy, Poland and the United Kingdom, reiterates its firm support for Denmark and the people of Greenland. The statement came in the wake of US President Donald Trump's statement about acquiring Greenland. Amid growing concern in Europe, several NATO allies issued a joint statement reaffirming support for Denmark and Greenland and emphasized the importance of collective security in the Arctic. In the joint statement, leaders from France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain, the United Kingdom and Denmark said that Arctic security remains a key priority for Europe and is critical for international and transatlantic security. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended in the red zone after choppy trading session. Both indices opened lower and made an attempt to rebound but failed to sustain the momentum. The Sensex fell 102 points to close at 84,961, while the Nifty declined 38 points to settle at 26,141. North India is reeling under dense fog and severe cold wave affecting rail and air operations. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and Rajasthan over the next 2 days. It has forecast gradual fall in the minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh during the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, dense fog conditions have disrupted train services in several parts of the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.